unfortunately, I don't speak French. Sheridan with you this afternoon, but joining me in the studio to speak to you about how hard it is for the people of France to be dealing with the loss of at least part of the Notre Dame Cathedral is Loic Valmy. Thanks for joining us, Loic.
Thank you.
That piece of music, did you recognise it?
Yes, it's the Ave Maria.
Ah, beautiful. So fairly appropriate.
Yes.
Fairly appropriate choice. Can you tell us, first up, Loic, what brings you to Queensland? Do you live here now?
Yes. I've been in Australia for 16 years and in Queensland for 13 mm-hmm. years.
And Notre Dame, what does it mean to you and your friends, the people of France?
Oh, gosh. how long do we have?
We have as long as you need.
It means so much for us. There's a real personal connection between the French people and Notre Dame. It's so much more than just a building for us, and so much more than a church. It's in the center of Paris. It's actually in a way in the center of France, because all the distances in France are calculated from the center of Notre Dame. So it's at the heart of our history. It's at the heart of our culture, and not only regarding architecture or religions, but also literature and with Victor Hugo and everything that came from it. I mean, we've had films and Walt Disney made a film out of it, Victor Hugo's work and a musical. And Notre Dame has always been part of our landscape, our history. It's in our core, and there's a real human connection to her.
When did you first find out that she was in trouble?
This morning, I was asleep, and my ex-wife called me immediately. She's French too, and she called me immediately and said, "Are you watching the news?" And I said, "No, I'm not.
No, I'm asleep."
I'm asleep, and she said, "Notre Dame is burning," and I couldn't really understand what it meant. Notre Dame is burning. What do you mean? And I turned the TV on, and I just couldn't believe the images. It was a real shock, and I think a lot of people, not only French people, but a lot of people have been quite shocked to see that.
We're sensing grief globally.
Yes,
we're seeing this on social media. We're feeling it as we see the images. The loss of something that, you know, certainly in terms of white Australia, has got such deep roots, like only perhaps our Indigenous, our First Nation people could really understand the loss the way you do. But we sense it.
It is a grief. It's definitely a grief, and that's the way it feels at first. We have lost a loved one this morning, and. I don't know if it's. I don't want to enter into sort of two sense psychology, but Notre Dame means Our Lady, and it was named after Mary, who is Jesus's mother. So when we say Our Lady, it's our mother, and that building has been so important in our lives, in our past, in our present. It's always been there. So for us, it's really a member of our family, and that's why I was talking about personal connection. We don't see Notre Dame as a building. We see her as a person.
Yeah.
There's a real personification there. And this morning, I talked with friends who are in France, and we all felt the same. We all felt that we were watching loved ones burning.
And this is regardless of one's, say, spiritual beliefs or religious
faith. Oh yes, it has nothing to do with religions. Mm-hmm. It's everybody in France is shocked about those images, and yeah, we're in grief. It's a loss. We feel gutted, really gutted. It feels like a massive kick in the guts when we watch those images.
France has had a fair share of tragedy and difficult events. How do Parisians come together, both there and in the larger global picture when there is a time of crisis like this?
I think it's the same everywhere in the world. We've seen it in Australia many times during the floods. We've seen it recently in Christchurch. We can be divided the rest of the year, but when a crisis comes, everybody unites.
We put
unites.
All our differences
exactly.
aside.
Exactly. Everybody mm-hmm. unites, and we all understand that. Okay, we all feel the same. We are all in the same boat, and we are all suffering the same at the moment. And so let's stay united. And that's why that beautiful chanting that you played is really the symbol of that. We're all together in our pain. We're all together in our grief, and we are going to grieve like anybody else. And we are going to hope for the better.
Loic, when it comes to the recreation of those spires, we understand that the main body of the cathedral is largely intact. What is your hope? Are you hoping they will recreate it true to the original?
They have to, and they will. I've got no doubt about it. They will recreate it exactly like the original. And the thing is, it's the time it's going to take. That's my main concerns. I saw a post on Facebook earlier today, a post called Updates, and the post finished by almost nothing has been lost. And it was an attempt to be positive. But we've lost so much in that fire. And what we've lost is that it's going to take decades to restore Notre Dame.
And we've lost the towers, which is the part that reaches to the heavens, that, you know, that takes us upwards.
Yeah, not the towers. Not the towers are intact, but the spire.
Spires. The yeah,
spire
sorry, that's the word I was looking for.
In the middle. But we've lost the roof frame, which was one of the most ancient parts of the cathedral. And it was a magnificent part. It was made of oak with 1,300 beams. And we call it the forest because it took an actual forest to build that roof structure. And we've lost it completely, 100%. And those trees had been planted 1,000 years ago to build that roof frame. Mm-hmm. We've lost that. But what we've lost is that I'm 47, and it's going to take 40 years to rebuild. I might never see Notre Dame ever again in its magnificence. And I wanted to go there next year with my kids. I wanted to show them Notre Dame next year. What am I going to show them now?
Hopefully a phoenix. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be rising.
Hopefully, but I know it's going to be a ruin. I know it's going to be a relic. And it's going to be so difficult to explain to them what happened and to explain to them.
I understand. No, I understand. It's big. And hopefully for your children's generation, they will, you know, revisit over the years and see her rise again.
Yeah, hopefully they will see that. But it's been an emotional roller coaster since this morning. And I'm not going to lie. I'm as I said, I'm 47 year old grown up man. This morning I was weeping in front of the TV. And I know that most of my friends are in the same state.
Thank you so much for sharing such a personal and at the same time global journey with us this afternoon.
Thank you,
Loic.